Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is the 13th day of July, 2006, on this Thursday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be here live for the next 3 hours. Coming up in the second hour, 60 minutes from now, we're going to be joined by Kevin Barrett. And, of course, he is a doctor. He is a professor. And he was on Hannity and Combs a few nights ago, did a great job exposing 9/11 as an inside job. Many neocons are calling for him to be fired from his job or removed as a professor. Dr. Bob Bowman last night was on Hannity and Combs and did a decent job. He wasn't as hardcore as I would have liked. We'll play both of those clips and analyze them and comment on them today. Then coming up later in the third hour, we have Connie Fogel joining us, and she heads up an organization in Canada that's fighting for their sovereignty, and they're dealing with the American Union situation. There have been several big new developments that Jerome Corsi and others have also written about, even in the mainstream media and human events. So we'll be covering the American Union in the third hour today. Of course, Israel has stepped up its military offensives now into two separate countries, regions in their area, in their area of the world. Bush defends Israel's action. Russia condemns attacks. This is from Reuters. Russia and France condemned Israel's strikes in Lebanon on Thursday as a dangerous escalation of the Middle East conflict, but the United States said Israel had the right to defend itself. Even Greece, that really hates the Arabs, they have a long history, they're saying it's insane and wrong. President Bush defended Israel's attack on Beirut Airport, but warned the Israelis they should be careful not to weaken the fragile Lebanese government. And this is the biggest escalation by the Israeli military since the early 1980s. President Bush is defending these actions. Israel has the right to defend itself, Bush told a news conference after talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Secondarily, whatever Israel does should not weaken the government in Lebanon. No, they're just blowing up different governmental facilities. Bush and Merkel made clear at a joint news conference that they felt Israel's actions in seeking kidnapped soldiers and responding to Hezbollah rocket attacks were justified, but Russian foreign minister denounced both Israel's attacks on Lebanon and its operations against the Palestinian territories. This is a disproportionate response to what has happened, and in both sides are going to drive each other into a tight corner that I think all this will develop into a very dramatic and tragic way, he told reporters on a flight from Paris to Moscow. Interfax news agency reported Israel struck Beirut Airport and began enforcing a naval blockade of Lebanon today, intensifying reprisals after Hezbollah seized two Israeli soldiers and killed eight in cross-border attacks on Wednesday. The Israeli attacks have killed 52 Lebanese civilians. Disproportionate, French Foreign Minister Philippe Douste Blasi called Israel's bombardment of Beirut Airport a disproportionate act of war, saying there was a real risk of regional war. I agree. We are really seeing the kickoff, what could be the kickoff, for a World War III type scenario, which is exactly what Israel wants. They've been openly saying for the last year they may strike Iran at any time. You notice all of this escalation is taking place right around the time of the deadline coming up in just a few days that President Bush set a few weeks ago for Iran to suspend their peaceful nuclear enrichment activities for reactors for power. We have the CIA's own assessment saying these are peaceful reactors, and at current developments, current rates of centrifuge enrichment, it would take them at least 9 years and a few months to develop one A-bomb. Then they'd have a lot of trouble delivering that anywhere. We'll get into Israel when we get back. And then we'll shift gears to some of the police state developments here domestically. Also, Ken Lay's disgusting funeral, a mysterious death of a banker connected to Enron, while three other Britons are being extradited today for scams in and around the Bank of Scotland. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to this Thursday edition, 13th day of July 2006. Kevin Barrett, who is a director of and founding member of Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth. He's also a member of 9/11 Scholars, and he has been all over the internet, all over radio, all over national television, exposing 9/11 as an inside job. And he'll be joining us coming up in the second hour today. In the third hour, we're going to go north to Canada, where a national organization has decided to make it their main focus to fight the formation of the American Union. It is big news in Canada, all over their mainstream newspapers for the last 3 years. It's now gotten an even bigger boost with the public announcements of the Bush administration to set up the American Union and the resulting fallout in our national press as the American people begin to actually find out that this is really happening. So that's coming up in the third hour today with Connie Fogel joining us from Canada. And there have been several new big developments concerning the American Union as people begin to find out just how much control this new international body will have over the American people, the people of Canada and Mexico. It's a total transfer from the American people to these unelected regional governors. It's called tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. It's called despotism. It's called dictatorship of the elite, the alpha maggots, over the people. They are elite in name only. They are elite in their wickedness and their corruption. Getting back to Israel, Israel is now in a two-front war attacking multiple areas surrounding Israel. It is, of course, being decried by nations like Greece that are historically anti-Muslim, anti-Arab, extremely anti-Turkey, because they've been invaded and captured and enslaved by the Turks several times. They're even saying this is destabilizing the whole region, and foreign ministers from France, Russia, and other nations are saying this is pushing the world towards an all-out war in the region. This is extremely serious. Israel is imposing a blockade on Lebanon, and they have bombed their main airport. Israel is imposing a sea and air blockade on Lebanon, a senior Israeli military official said Thursday. The official spoke after Israel aircraft bombed Beirut's international airport. He spoke on a condition of anonymity because he is not authorized to discuss military tactics with reporters. Well, we don't even need Israeli defense officials to tell us what they're doing. We can see the naval blockade. We can see the bombardment going on. We can see government buildings being blown up. That's a minor footnote in these different reports. Speaking of Greece, this is out of the Jerusalem Post. Greece, Israel's using excessive pointless force. Greece on Thursday expressed serious concern over Israel's attacks in Lebanon and urged neighboring countries to show restraint. Government spokesman Evangelos Antanros also urged the Hezbollah to release Israeli soldiers held hostage. Of course, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, already they grabbed a week and a half ago an Israeli soldier. Now they've grabbed two more yesterday. Greece expresses its serious concern and is intensely troubled, their minister told the Israelis. It is vital to stop the situation worsening. Hezbollah must immediately release the soldiers taken hostage, he said. At the same time, Greece calls on the government of Israel to avoid the use of excessive pointless force, which cannot provide a solution to the problem. Greece has traditionally close ties with Arab countries, but has also recently improved relations with Israel. And that's kind of a deceptive little headline here out of the Jerusalem Post. Greece is well known for not being very friendly with Arab countries, at least in my experience and from what I've read. But Israel is escalating things by design. Olmert is in trouble in a big sexual harassment case. Members of his cabinet are getting in trouble for bribes. Tony Blair's chief fundraiser has now been arrested. Bush is in trouble on 100-plus different fronts. They've said they want to escalate a war in the Middle East and invade Syria and Iran. The path that Israel is now taking is directly into Syria. They've been trying to blame Syria and claiming that Syria controls Hezbollah. That is a complete fraud. Even Haaretz and UPI, both Israeli and U.S. news wires, have admitted that Israel founded Hamas, which, again, is very similar to Hezbollah back in 1973, as a counterbalance. Jews, Christians, Palestinians lived in peace in that region for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, really over 1,000 years. And the Israelis have always sought to foment strife and warfare in the region as a pretext to continue the military government of Israel, the control of the press, and the oppression of the Israeli people themselves. And UPI has also reported, as well as the Jerusalem Post, going back to 2002, that Israel has been caught, Shin Bet has been caught, internally creating fake al-Qaeda terror groups who carry out bombings and shootings to then be blamed on the Palestinians and other neighbors as a pretext to then militarily attack them. And I don't want the neocons listening, the neocon brainwashed zombie followers, to hiss and say I'm making this up. Many of you are ignorant out there that support this administration and what Israel's doing. If you'll simply go research, even the Jewish newspapers, Israeli newspapers over there, admit that much of the terrorism caught red-handed in the region is being carried out by Israel. Now, that is just a fact. Israel staged the USS Liberty event in collusion with our own government in 1967. That is on the record. Try to blame it on Egypt. They have always wanted to have a greater Israel that goes into areas of Iraq, large sections of Syria, and this is what they're attempting to do right now. They want an empire. The U.S. wants an empire. It's Britain, the U.S., and Israel allied together. This is not the interest of the American people, the interest of Israel, the interest of the British people. This is the interest of elites that want that oil, that want control of that region. And we have Israeli, U.S., and British own policy reports going back in the early 80s through the late 90s where they lay out this plan for Balkanized, fractured Arab countries, broken, depending on which nation, from 2 to 6 parts. Iraq, they want in 3 or 4 parts. Saudi Arabia in 3 parts. They talk about putting Syria in 3 parts, breaking Lebanon into a couple more parts. This is what the elites have been doing for the last 100 years. The British attempted to do this and were successful 100 years ago, starting 100 years ago through to about 80 years ago. It's an ongoing program. They overthrew the elected government of Iran in 53 using staged terror yet again. That was the British, MI6, and the CIA. That's all declassified. And we cover this in my film, Terror Storm, by the way. So President Bush said today that Israel has the right to defend itself as it launched fresh attacks on Lebanon after the kidnapping of Israeli soldiers. And Israeli soldiers are getting captured all the time. This is a war. Thousands and thousands of Palestinians and Lebanese and others get captured every year by the Israelis. This is a war. And again, I'm not defending the actions of some of the Arabs over there. The point is, this is a ancient war that has flared up big time since Israel took over in the late 1940s, early 1950s, because the globalists believe they get order out of chaos, and Israel clearly is behind many of the provocations that have caused escalation. And clearly they are using the capture now of 3 soldiers as a pretext, as an excuse, to widen the war. They are now going to be driving towards the doorstep of Syria itself. Israel's openly talking about going after bombing Syria. And then meanwhile, Iran, they can then claim is behind and actually maybe in some cases. You know, there's a mix in there. There are some real, you know, Arab fighters. There are some real people launching military strikes on Israel in low-intensity conflict that Israel then deems as terrorism. So again, however you cut this, this is war. This is tribal sectarian war between cousins, and any time the Arabs fight or any time the Arabs attack, it is called terrorism. When the Israelis fire a Hellfire missile into a school or into a hospital or into a mosque or into a government building and kill sometimes hundreds at a pop, it is called military strikes. But when a Palestinian straps 5 pounds of explosives to their belly and blows up a bus and kills 20-something people, it's called terrorism. Well, war itself is terror. Bush laid the blame for the escalation of violence along the border on Hezbollah, whose guerrillas mounted a cross-border raid earlier in the week and captured the 2 soldiers. He also said Syria needs to be held to account for supporting and harboring Hezbollah. The soldiers need to be returned, the president said. It's really sad where people are willing to take innocent life in order to stop the progress for peace. As a matter of fact, it's pathetic. Bush's comments came during a joint news conference with German Chancellor Merkel as Israeli intensified attacks in Lebanon. So they're bombing Palestine, Lebanon. They've got tanks. They've got the big howitzers, the big guns out there just blowing things to kingdom come. They've got fighter bombers dropping bombs. They're blowing up airports. They're blowing up government buildings. And it is just absolutely disgusting. It is a travesty to see this type of thing happening. Now, I want to shift gears before we run out of time here and our guest joins us coming up in about 40 minutes and get into some other news. I mentioned this, but let's detail it. And this leads into Ken Lay and the new mysterious death of one of the bankers involved with Ken Lay, who was about to be indicted. 3 of his cohorts are being extradited to the United States today for Enron connections and their sellout of energy companies to Enron. The fellow that the evidence looks like he was murdered, the police are saying they don't know a day into it. It's found in the London Park. But before we get into that, Blair chief fundraiser arrested by police. Lord Levy, the chief fundraiser for Britain's Prime Minister, Tony Blair's Labour Party, has been arrested by police probing allegations that state awards have been given in return for cash. The Labour Party has come under pressure after it was said it received more than $40 million on loans for 12 businessmen, some of whom were nominated for seats in Britain's unelected upper house of parliament. We'll be right back with details of the Enron murders. That's what it clearly is when we get back.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning
Israel's
ring of fire.
Little escalation down of the conflict that's been ongoing. They're just suddenly making a big deal out of daily occurrences. Is that oil prices are at all-time highs, back over $76 a barrel. Speaking of oil and energy manipulation, we'll get into the latest Enron bankers and whistleblowers dying. Are they being murdered? I think the evidence is clearly yes. But before we do that, as you know, I have very few sponsors because I'm choosing. I want an American company with American products made by and for Americans. I have chosen the Calbin Pure Soap Company, a 60-year-old family-owned and operated soap manufacturer in Oakland, California. I and my wife and staff are currently using these all-natural, earth-friendly, triple-concentrated pure soaps for bathing, shampooing, laundry, and dishes. And I have to tell you, they are the best. I mean, the very best. We have never seen better, bar none. Now, here's the deal. You can continue to use all those detergents you are buying now and paying 20% of your grocery bill on average for cleaners that I can prove with statistical evidence are very, very toxic and dangerous. Most likely, you don't even know what you are paying. Have you noticed that there are no prices on anything but barcodes? As an example, if you spend $100 a week at the market, $20 goes for cleaning chemicals. That's over $1,000 a year going down the drain. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? By one simple toll-free call, you can get a one-year supply of soap for $125 plus $35 to $45 shipping. At about $325 a week for all your bath, hair, laundry, and dishes, it's the best bargain available for these fantastic cleaning products in the United States. This is an Alex Jones and GCN exclusives. See it on the website, 5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091. You say you want to try it first, then order their 6-pound sampler, 1-month supply of 4 products for $14. Another great bargain. And it goes on, again, this little ad I've written up just with my thoughts here. It is a guaranteed way to save money, cutting down from 20% of your weekly grocery bill to 3% and getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Triple concentrated, earth-friendly, and all-American. This is a super good deal. Give them a call at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or when you call them, tell them you want a free catalog. You can also do that. 1-800-340-7091. Get the $14 sampler tote bag or get the year's supply or get a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or calbenpuresoap.com or 5starsoap.com, or there's a banner on the left-hand side of Infowars.com. No petrochemicals in there, by the way. It's all natural. It's organic on top of that, and they have all their organic certification certificates, scans of them there on the website for you to check it out for yourself. So it's made in America, it's family-owned, and you save 80% off supermarket prices. Give them a call right now. All right. Oh, my gosh. There is just so much here, so much happening. I'm almost floundering with all of this news here in front of me. Let me just read excerpts of the article by Steve Watson. We'll cover this more of this after the break that's coming up in the long segment. Are Enron bankers' witnesses being murdered? With the latest revelation that a body discovered in northeast London is that of a banker intimately connected with the Enron fraud case, one has to begin to ask, why are these so many unexplained deaths linked to this case? And even, I would add, mainstream newspapers and publications and the BBC and others are asking if this is murder, too, and asking if this is political hits in an attempted cover-up. I mean, this is really breaking big time. The BBC is reporting that London police are treating the death of Neil Kulbeck, who worked for the Royal Bank of Scotland until 2004, as unexplained. Kulbeck had been interviewed by the FBI's potential witness. The fraud case centers on a NatWest transaction under which it sold off part of its Enron unit. Three other NatWest bankers wanted by the U.S. for involvement in the fraud case were facing extradition from the U.K. under laws designed for cases of terrorism that were passed after 9/11. And it continues, is this becoming a case of too many unexplained deaths, spoiling a good cover-up? In 2002, Enron Vice Chairman J. Clifford Baxter was found shot to death in his Mercedes-Benz in the early hours of Friday morning, January 25th, near his home in Sugar Land, Texas. The death was officially reported as a suicide, yet local Justice of the Peace Jim Richard initially declared that Baxter died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, but then reversed himself, citing the intense public interest in the death. There were many suspicious circumstances surrounding the death, including the moving of evidence and the tampering of the body prior to the immediate investigation at the scene. CBS reported he'd been shot with rat shot, which is what assassins use because it covers up any type of bullet forensics. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
One of the most disgusting displays of neocon arrogance was displayed yesterday with Ken Lay's funeral that Bush and others attended, this convicted criminal. They compared him to Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. That's how arrogant they are. Jesus Christ. That is unbelievable, this arch criminal. So we'll be going over that, and individuals that could expose Enron who have been involved in the corruption are dropping dead like flies. And, of course, now it's even on national British television. The majority of the Brits and even members of Parliament are going public. Police are going public that Dr. David Kelly was murdered. It's the same thing with Vince Foster. They kill you. It's obvious you were murdered. There's no blood at the scene. You know, they drag you out to a park and throw you there with carpet fibers all over you, you know, killed in some house. And it's the same story over and over again. It's the same M.O. I mean, if I'm ever found dead in a park with, you know, gunshot wound in my head, please, ladies and gentlemen, I will never commit suicide. I love life. And even Baxter was saying, I'm not going to commit suicide. I need a bodyguard. I'm getting threats. They blow his head off with the rat shot. The Mafia used to use a .22, but even that has some rifling. Let's be technical. There's not rifling on it, but there are grooves in the barrel that can be signatured forensically to the gun. Not with rat shot, folks. You shoot somebody in the head with a rat shot at point-blank range, just the gas alone is going to shoot into your brain and scramble your gray matter. But you add those little BBs, they shoot right through the skull and absolutely make mincemeat out of your brain tissue. But, again, it's like Gary Webb's writing a new book about CIA drug dealing. He'd gotten all the proof to totally vindicate himself from Dark Alliance. And he starts telling people he's getting threats, and he shoots himself twice in the head. And the police go, that's quite normal to blow your whole jaw off and then shoot yourself in the head again. So, again, I'm digressing. I'm going to get into Enron in full detail, the funeral, the latest clear murder there in England of one of the minions involved in all of this, who looked like he might have flipped over on his side and might have gone public. No. But before we do that, I wanted to get her up today. Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, they are the national manufacturer made in America, just like Calvin Purso, made in America, the highest quality gravity-fed water filtration systems out there, bar none. I mean, I was buying these things 7-8 years ago, but back when they were the national distributor of the British, Berkey, and they still are. You can get those, too. And I did research. It was the best filter you could get for the price. You can buy Indian and Chinese knockoffs that cost even more. You get a distributor price. You get a wholesale price when you buy just one of these. So you get the price that distributors are getting when they buy 20, 30 of them. And it's made in America, and it's what I use, what we use in the office. And Debbie just handles the radio interviews for this national manufacturer and distributor. So they have the British, they have the American, they have whatever you want, but we believe in the scientific test done by University of there in New Orleans to be the best. And Debbie Morrow joins us. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Tell us about what the Big Berkey does, some of the different models you have, including the Travel Berkey, and about some of the free gifts people get, and encourage folks to give you a call.
Hi there. Thanks. Well, the Berkey water filters are gravity water filters that actually purify the water with the Black Berkey purification elements. They take the pathogenic bacteria, cysts, sediment, inorganic compounds, and the VOCs to a non-detectable level. And according to the EPA, you know, there are all these different allowable substances that they do allow in the water. And we want to get that out. You don't want to drink it. You know, whether it's allowable or not, it's not good for your health. And the new Black Berkey purification elements actually set a new standard in the water filter industry for purification, because it's the only gravity filter out there that we're aware of that takes the bacteria and things out to a non-detectable level. We are offering them with a free Alex Jones special gift, so that, you know, encourage people to, you know, want to call in and get them now. We are not doing the Berkey Sport bottles temporarily because we have run short on them, and so we are offering the LED flashlights or KDF shower filters, different items. When people call in, I'll be glad to go over the items with them. Just say they're an Alex Jones listener, and I can be reached toll-free at 1-888-803-4438. Also, our website is berkeywater.com, spelled BerkeyWater.com. And if you do go to the website to order, be absolutely sure that you put that you're an Alex Jones listener in the comments, so we can go ahead and include a free gift on that, as well as help support your airtime.
That's right. For those that don't know, we don't pay for airtime except on Global Shortwave as an international service, really, because shortwave doesn't really, you know, help us pay for pay for the airtime. We do it because we get letters and emails from all over the planet, as far away as weather stations in Antarctica, Malaysia, Europe, Russia, Japan. There are people listening on shortwave in England and all over the United States. And so you are the big sponsor that helps us deal with that huge bill each month. So it's made in America. You get a discounted price, and you get a free gift. And it's the best filtration system out there that we found. So give Debbie a call, 1-888-803-4438, or go to InfoWars.com. You can order off the secure online shopping cart there, or link over on the banner on the left-hand side to BerkeyWater.com. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. Take care.
Have a great weekend coming up.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Folks, give her a call. Here's the number, 1-888-803-4438. The water's full of poison. I mean, you think Bayer would knowingly for a decade have AIDS virus in their factor rate for the hemophiliacs, hundreds of thousands conservatively dying from it? It's upwards of a million. From Australia to the UK to the US, and you think the same people running our government aren't putting poison in the water? It's admitted, And I don't want to say it's a tasteless death. I mean, you can taste the garbage in the water. And I don't know why people are drinking it. It's like the Romans, I guess, didn't know that lead-lined pots for their wine and water were bad. But we do know. We do know herbicide and pesticide and all this stuff is bad. And we need to immediately stop drinking the poisonous water, especially your children. So give her a call, 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com or infowars.com. All right. We'll take calls after I get into this news on Enron, and there's multiple facets to this, at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But just running through the news and finishing up, are Enron bankers' witnesses being murdered is the question. And here's the BBC headline on this, Enron witness found dead in park. And the police still are, and this is the same MO every time, for a day or two, they'll say, oh, it's unexplained. We don't know how they died. They won't tell you while they're busy telling the first detectives to get there what the official story is. Then months later, detectives and others will go public, like they have with Dr. David Kelly, who was found a few years ago dead in a park with his wrist slit, no blood at the scene, with two undigested painkiller pills in his stomach that they claim killed him. And then the police that showed up, who first showed up, said five men in black uniforms and black masks ran away from the body. So, I mean, imagine if you got found dead in a park and five men in black masks ran away and the police would say, oh, there's no foul play involved. There's no blood, but we say they died from slit wrist and pills, but the pills aren't digested and showing he'd been, you know, they'd been crammed down his throat after he died or right as he was dying. And then there's no blood, so he clearly didn't bleed to death. But that's okay, and five guys in black uniforms run away, but it's suicide. Then he told an American colleague and a British colleague the week before, I've been told to shut up, quote, or I'm going to be found dead in the woods. And then he's found dead in the woods with five men running away in black outfits. I mean, just come on, folks. Come on. And you go back to Vince Foster, it's even more ridiculous. We look at the case of J. Clifford Baxter, Enron vice chairman, says, I've been threatened, I'm not going to commit suicide, I need a bodyguard. He tells the police and friends this, and then he's found drug out of his house, clearly in his underwear, a few blocks from his house, dead in a car, shot in the brain with rat shot at point-blank range, which the mafia hitmen use. Because there's no rifling, it's a bunch of BBs. And again, it barely kills a rat from 15 feet away, but you shoot somebody at point-blank range, it's more devastating than a slug, than a full metal jacket, than a hollow point. It's about as deadly as it gets, like a sheer safety slug that the air marshals use. You shoot somebody with that, it goes in and just turns you into jelly. Splatter. I don't want to get into details. I've shot a lot of different things, you know, hunting and a lot of target practice back when I had time, and shot, you know, just many different things, from wet phone books to old cars, and I know what bullets do, and I know what rat shot does, and I've read that it's used by, I already said that five times, you know it's used by the mafia. You can look that up. So that happens. CBS also reported that experts found, again, several things highly unusual. First, the particular ammunition, not regular bullets, but something called rat shot. Rat shot is a type of ammunition that cannot be easily traced back to the weapon that fired it. It is usually specifically fired at snakes, small pests, and is not found readily. It goes on furthermore, according to the New York Times, an unnamed associate added that Baxter was talking about putting, perhaps needing a bodyguard just days before his attack. That's from CBS. Again, CBS is wrong. Rat shot is found readily. It's in every major firearms ammunition supplier. You can buy it at Walmart anywhere. The case remained open for months after his death. Why would a very successful businessman one day be talking about needing someone to guard his life and then the next day decide to end it? Enron Vice Chairman Sharon Watkins, who warned top company officials that the energy trading giant might implode in a wave of accounting scandals, said she feared for her own life during the crisis that culminated in Enron's filing for bankruptcy. Then, of course, there is the timely death by heart attack, we're told, of Enron founder Ken Lay earlier this month. Lay was facing a lengthy jail sentence for conspiracy and fraud. His death has erupted a firestorm of rumors. Even the Miami Herald is questioning whether Lay has faked his own death. Some have intimated that Lay's death, whether it be natural, faked, or terminated, will ensure that his convictions be erased, leaving his family fortunes and assets untainted and untouchable. Other Enron executives and witnesses involved in the case have gone on record as saying they are scared to death of being intimately caught up in the case. Why would this individual, convicted of all these felonies, what was it, six counts, five counts of conspiracy and one count of something else, why would they let him wait months and months for sentencing at his ski lodge at Aspen? And then a week after he dies, Colin Powell's having dinner with the Clintons and collapses and has to go to the very same hospital. A lot of weird stuff going on in Denmark. Other Enron executives said witnesses involved in the case have gone on record saying they are scared to death of being intimately caught up in the case or killed. So it goes on and on. Now, we go from that and the mysterious death in England to these three individuals tied up with selling in a big scam, selling off Enron-controlled companies' divisions in England. They're being extradited right now. I think I'm told they've been put on airplanes, an airplane to be flown to D.C., where they've been indicted for scams with Enron. One of the people involved in testifying about this is being questioned by the FBI again. He's found dead. Meanwhile, we move into the ultra-bizarro world of Ken Lay being compared to Martin Luther King and Jesus. Ken Lay's memorial attracts power elite. George H.W. Bush, James Baker, among attendees at Pack Church for the Enron founder, the Reverend compared fallen energy titan to Jesus. So that's the CNN Money headline and subheadline. Reuters, Houston's political and business leaders, including former President George H.W. Bush, turned out for Ken Lay's memorial service yesterday, less than a week after the Enron founder's sudden death. Friends and family lauded as a devout Christian and a family leader, the man who built Enron into an international energy powerhouse before its collapse and the biggest corporate scandal of its time. Lay's stepson, David Harold, told the nearly full First Methodist Church that Lay was wrongly convicted and he was angry about the portrayals of his stepfather in the media. He did have a strong faith in God, and I know he's in heaven, and I'm glad he's not in a position anymore to be whipped by his enemy, Harold said. Who's the enemy? Are the thousands of Enron employees that had their pensions stolen, or the millions of stockholders who were robbed as you transferred it all to the offshore accounts? And Enron, of course, was a big money laundering, drug dealing operation. It was involved in so much organized crime. Lay, who was 64, died while vacationing in Colorado on July 5th, just 6 days after a jury convicted him and former Enron CEO Jeffrey Skilling on conspiracy and fraud in 2001 and the collapse of the energy company. And I was wrong. At first, it was six counts I read. This says 10. Lay was found guilty on 10 counts of conspiracy, fraud, and misusing personal bank loans on May 25th and was facing decades in prison at his sentencing, which was scheduled for October 23rd. So you give the guy months and months and months and months and months to then be sentenced. The Reverend Dr. Bill Lawson compared Lay with civil rights leader Martin Luther King and Jesus Christ and said his name would eventually be cleared. I'm really holding my nose reading and hearing all this. I mean, let's talk about Ken Lay, what we know he did. They had their California Energy Western Trading Division. And, of course, Enron every day would just set the price of the coal oil, the gas, gasoline, unrefined oil in the refineries and the pipelines and down to the trucks and the delivery. This is all on record. This is all admitted. We have their own documents. Those they didn't shred has been testified to. They took members of the California legislature, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, even Canadian officials, U.S. Congress members, on multiple trips through, quote, the Enron trading room. And it was fake trading set up with all these computers hooked up with fake big boards and just false numbers, and they just chose the price at the end of the day and totally scammed people. In 1 month, they built California alone out of $9 billion in extra charges. This is all, I mean, that is just one little case of the total level of fraud and lies and false reality hoaxing that Enron was involved in. And then the Colorado-based Arthur Anderson accounting firm with all of its ridiculous scamming. I mean, Enron was just a huge, huge criminal outfit. And Alberto Gonzalez, of course, worked for them. He's now our attorney general. Bush was intimately involved running their scams with him when he was governor out of Texas through his first year and a half of his administration as president. And now Kinlay is compared to Jesus. Yes, the preacher, the reverend, compared him to Jesus Christ. This is the type of sick jokes that they foist, that they hoist, that they peddle, that they shove off, that they dump, as they attempt to bamboozle the American people. So now, if you don't like Kinlay, you're not a good Christian, and you don't love Jesus, is basically what they're saying. Organized criminals, where things got out of control with their scams, they didn't manage it properly, it blew open, and now, and frankly, in my gut, I don't think he's dead, folks. I mean, the government fakes deaths all the time of special forces soldiers who they want to change their identities. I mean, that's declassified. So don't think for a minute they don't do this with billionaire energy moguls.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Edition is available. It doesn't have the extras. It has the film itself, $19.95. It comes out with the extras, it'll be $24.95. But we can't wait. Go to Infowars.com right now and secure your copy of the special edition that we put out. Get it. Make copies. Give it out to everyone. It exposes the whole history of government-sponsored terror. 7-7, the Iraq War, how British SAS have been caught carrying out terror bombings over there and shooting people, to then escalate the crises. We get into 9/11 with all the latest developments, the Charlie Sheen info, Terror Storm, my newest film, available at Infowars.com or at PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day. You can see all my films and so much more, so check it out. Or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Let's go ahead now and take a few calls before our guest joins us at the 5 after. I have my call list here in front of me. I could use the instant message on the computer, but I don't. Who's up first? Jeff in California, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I know you guys talk about different diseases and illnesses and vaccines and stuff like that, and I just wanted to make a comment about, I don't know if anybody remembers this, and I think it really plays an important part of what's going on today. Four Corners, the Four Corners area, which includes the states of Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico, what happened was, this was back in 1993, and I think it coincides with what's happening related to the bird flu illness. Navajo Nation, Indian Reservation, is now the decommissioned Army Munitions Base at Fort Wingate. It's about 30 miles east of Gallup, New Mexico. What happened was, back in 1993, there were several Indians, Navajo Indians, that died of what was first a mysterious flu-like illness. And what happened was, many concerned citizens who didn't believe the government's official version of the epidemic is propagated by the CIA-controlled media.
Didn't they claim that came from rats?
Yeah, exactly, Alex. And what it was, they didn't believe the medical or military establishment. And, of course, you know, the answers that they gave, as in many publicized cases, a mysterious death, like the Legionnaire's disease back in Philadelphia in the late 70s, are just as elusive, basically. And the Navajo Indians, they were calling it the Navajo flu or the Navajo disease, and Navajo Indians didn't like that. They forced the national press to rename the epidemic the mysterious illness or the Four Corners disease. And you're exactly right. It became what they were claiming it came from was the mice. And these people fell victim to a suddenly new version of what was being called a newer, more deadlier class of viral mutations.
Yes, I remember, and I appreciate your call. I don't know about that specific case. I mean, new diseases do develop, and we do, you know, get things from different animals that are similar to us in their metabolic system. Everybody always talks about things that we can't prove one way or the other, and I'm not saying we shouldn't look at mysteries. Mysteries are always interesting, and the brain likes a riddle. What about Project Shad from the 1960s until the 1980s? Killing U.S., killing British troops. I mean, BBC reported, AP's reported, they'll have people go stand out in the field, the plane flies over and nerve gases troops, and some die right there. Or having a young British officer march into a chamber, telling them they're going to test a flu bug on him for his country. He's volunteered, and they hit him with nerve gas, and he dies, and they dissect the body and take body parts and ship him back to his parents and say he died of the flu, and here's the signed form he agreed to. That's all declassified in public. They've sprayed chemical and biological weapons on New York, San Francisco. They've done it thousands of times. It's been declassified, just an aerial spraying, over 1,300 declassifications in 1976 from the 40s through the 70s. And it's just ongoing. So there's so many examples of the government murdering us. I mean, it's just like Bayer knowing we were the AIDS virus. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.